Blog Talk Radio.
That one. Thank you. I'd like to tell you a little story now, if I may. A guy singing about his girlfriend, and he calls her his angel. Of course, that's the sweet little angel. But let's think about a guy that loses his girl. Oh, it happens, believe me. And then he starts to sing.
Test 1, 2. What's going on here? I don't know what happened, but let's go right here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to tonight's show. Donnie G Soul Gumbo, hey. Tonight's show is brought to you by From Crack to Christ, Part 1. Also, Single Mother's Guide to Raising Black Boys, available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, ExLibris.com. How you doing? My phone number is 646-595-3338. With the best of jazz, reggae, zydeco, blues, Afro-Cuban. We try to get it on for you and yours. Oh, it's been a day. With the grandson most of the day, Nasir, and with CJ, Mixed Martial Arts. Got hacked on Facebook and Messenger, and I done lost my Instagram. I really don't care about Instagram, folks. But if you want to follow me, there's a new one there. But hey, let's party. Mo, Kev Mo, she just want to dance.
She doesn't want to dance. Where she moving?
There'll be no Donnie D. Soul Sunday tomorrow night. But next week, Baldy Locks and Granny. Oh, they got something to talk to you about.
She's as wild as she is.
What's going on, researcher? How you doing?
In her finger. And it moves on down the spine. When it hits her hips, she parts her lips. And you know you, she's feeling fine. Well, she ain't looking for no lover. She ain't a looking for romance. She just wants to dance. She just wants to dance. Get out the way and let the girl dance. Well, she just wants to dance. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sounds of Mr. Lightning Hopkins, baby. Bring me my shotgun. I need it right now.
Whoa, go bring my shotgun. Oh, lightning gonna start a shooting again. Go bring me my shotgun. You know I just gotta start shooting again. You know I'm gonna shoot my woman. Oh, she's fooling around with too many men. Shotgun. Yes, man, in a pocket full of shells. Yes, go bring me my shotgun. Yes, man, in a pocket full of shells. I'm gonna kill that woman. I'm gonna throw her in that old deep well. Hide her from everybody. They won't know what's yet. right and you can't shoot me. She said, now you is there to try. I don't take a dare for nobody. She said, lightning, you can't shoot me. She said, yes, and you dare to try. I said, the only reason I don't shoot you, little woman, my double barrel shotgun, it just won't fire.
Talking about a shotgun, but he ain't talking about no AR-15, and he ain't 17 years old, and he's not crossing the state line, and he ain't shooting people trying to be a vigilante, or a white supremacist. So I just had to throw that in tonight. Here, you know, it just irks me. It just irks me, you know. Now that you're saying that anybody can go to a rally, bring a gun. If you're not black, bring a gun and march around with fatigues on and say you feared for your life. It was self-defense and I had to shoot him. That's what you all you got to do. That's all you got to do. God bless. I say save America, Lord. We're on the end. If it's true that God bless America, I believe he blesses the whole world, but let's go, John Coltrane.
Out that beer and the Without those drugs, things wouldn't be so right. Jesus came to free you from a life of toil and sin. We'd sure like to see you let the Savior in. So what will you do? Bible's just not your thing. A few more years will matter much. You're gonna give your life a flame. But what if Jesus comes back to take his church away? Yeah. Well, what if something happens? Do you know?
We go through life thinking that everything's a joke. We have big parties. We have big funds. We take AR-15s across state lines and kill people. And they, because we got away with it, we think the Tucker Carlson, the very far right, Trump, and everybody's going to be on your side. But what you going to do when you got to meet God, when the party's over? And what are you going to do? I'm just not trying to preach or nothing tonight, but it's what I'm saying. You know, and this goes for me, too. It goes for all of us. You know, we straddle the fence. I know I straddle the fence. And I guess it's time to get right. But enough of that. That'll be tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. on the West Coast, 2 on the East, 1 in the middle. Fellowship in the Word with Pastor Robert R. Cooper from Sandusky Harbor.
formerly of Pomona, California. Let's go with the man, Harry Belafonte. He say, "Ah, oh, mama, look at Boo Boo Day."
I wonder why nobody don't like me, or is it a fact that I'm ugly? I wonder why nobody don't like me, or is it a fact that I'm ugly? I leave my whole house and go, my children don't want me no more. Bad talk inside the house they bring, and when I talk they start to sing. Mama look up, boo boo, they shout. Dear mother, tell them, shut up your mouth. That is your daddy. Oh no, my daddy can't be ugly, so shut your mouth, go away. Mama look a boo boo day. Shut your mouth, go away. Mama look a boo boo day. Couldn't even digest me supper due to the children's behavior. John, yes, Pa, come here a moment. Bring the belt, you much too impudent. John says it's James who started first. James tells the story in reverse. I dragged me belt from off me waist. You should hear them screaming round the place. Mama, look up, boo boo, they shout. Their mother tells them, shut up your mouth, that is your daddy. Oh no, my daddy can't be ugly, so shut your mouth, go away. Mama look a boo-boo day, shut your mouth, go away. Mama look a boo-boo day. I got carried away. So I began to question the mother. These children ain't got no behavior. So I began to question the mother. These children ain't got no behavior. They're playing with you, my wife declare. You should be proud of them, my dear. Them children were taught to bloom in slack. That ain't no kind of joke to crack. Mama look a boo boo, they shout. Their mother tell them, shut up your mouth. That is your daddy. Oh no, my daddy can't be ugly, so shut your mouth, go away. Mama look a boo boo day. Shut your mouth, go away. Mama look a boo boo day. I wonder why nobody don't like me, or is it a fact that I'm ugly? I wonder why nobody don't like me, or is it a fact that I'm ugly? I leave my whole house and go, my mishpucha don't want me no more. Bad talk inside the house they bring, and when I talk they start to sing. Mama look a boo boo, they shout. Their mother tell them, shut up your mouth. That is your daddy. Oh no, my daddy can't be ugly, so shut your mouth, go away. Mama look a boo boo day. Shut your mouth, go away. Mama look a boo boo day. Shut your mouth, go away.
Mama Luca, boo boo, daddy, diggy, diggy, shut your mouth. Go on. Mama Luca, boo boo, daddy.
Shut your mouth!
All right, that was the sounds of the man. You know, Mr. Harry Belafonte, he marched in night with the Martin Luther King, the civil rights. You know, just think, if a Kyle Rittenhouse could have been down there in those days and ran up on those people with an AR. You know, the sheriffs did it on Bloody Sunday and beat people down, but they didn't shoot and kill nobody. That's what I'm saying. If you got any questions about that, give me a call up at 646-595-3333. I'd like to hear your opinions on the court cases that are going on right now. I want to know what you think. Okay.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. No place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy.
Happy.
I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry. Be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style. Ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry. Be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy.
Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like me.
Don't worry.
It will soon pass, whatever it is.
Don't worry, be happy.
I'm not worried. I'm happy.
The sounds of Mr. Bobby McFerrin. Don't worry, be happy. And but sometimes you gotta worry a little bit, you know.
I got love for my baby, sweet soul shaking girl, Misty. Do you have the time? Come on down to the French Quarter and meet me down there and a whole bunch of other people to check out the Young Hearts. I can't wait. It's gonna be a blast, honey. You better come check it out. That's right. It's a Silk Black production.
Hey, you heard that tomorrow night. That's right. In the French Quarter in the big city of Bellflower, California. It's the Fantastic Ron Prayer and the new Young Hearts with big hits. Like, I got love for my baby, sweet soul shaking Misty. Do you have the time? Remember those cuts? I do, and I'd like you to remember them tomorrow night with us at the French Quarter. First five ladies to come to my table, get a free drink as long as it's wine. Ow! Just... Come up talking about you on a Long Island like this, some Hennessy.
All right. Bluesy Healer, the sound of John Lee Hooker. And that man himself, Carlos Santana, from the album The Healer. And you know, it's the hook, Jolly Hooker. Let's get into another blues great. This man goes by the name of Bobby Blueblad. This is a tune entitled Stormy Monday.
They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse, Lord, and Thursday's also sad. The eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Sunday I go to church and I kneel down and pray. And this is what I say, baby. Somebody please send her home to me.
I've got it all right in here for you. You needn't be lonely. You shouldn't be blue. I'll design a life of love for you, and here's all you got to do. When you need a good loving, when you need a good kissing, when you need a good hugging, yeah, won't you call on me? You can't live alone, dear, your whole life through. Everybody needs a future, and I can see my future in you. Everybody has a future, and I can see my future in you. When you need a good loving, when you need a good kissing, when you need a good wild loving, yeah, won't you call on me? Won't you call on me?
I believe to the gonna try this something called the French Rockin' Boogie.
I think I got a caller out there. Is this Rosetta? Is this Steve? Howlin' Steve Howe?
This is Howlin' Steve Howe.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
Oh, I've hit my times.
Yeah,
I've been doing
all
right lately. Lately.
Are you okay?
I've been all right.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. I got a lot of stuff to go through before we find out what's really going on, you know. So I just hope so because I can't play guitar, you know, a lot of times when when whatever the disease is that's hit me, it stops me from everything. I can't move. You know, I mean,
oh man,
I gotta get lifted out of bed. You know, I gotta have somebody else dress me. You know, kind of that.
Oh wow.
So that's the miracle of prednisone in my life, anyway. You know, for right now, you know, I think I'm really looking for the Lord to heal me. That's what I'm looking for. I'm really asking the Lord God to reach out His hands and touch me. You know, that way. And so yeah, I'm looking forward to good things. So.
Well,
anyway,
let's do a
prayer. Are you?
Man, I'm
all right,
doing
let's
just.
Do a prayer.
But before we get into me, let's do a prayer for you, man. I want to do a prayer for
all
you.
Right.
All right. Lord above, God, Jesus, we need for you to come down and put your hands on Steve. Put your hands of healing on him. Steve is a good man. He works for you, Lord. And we need you to come down. We need you to build a fence around him. Keep all evilness, disease, poverty, fear, all away from Steve. Lord, bring him healing. Put your healing hands on him. We need him, Lord, to keep spreading the good news, the gospel, the word, your word, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for
You're
that.
You're welcome.
I really
I'm
appreciate
not,
it.
You know, I don't sound all sophisticated like, you know, some preachers and stuff because I'm not a preacher. I just, oh, you can play tonight?
Yeah, I can play tonight. Yeah. I'm on a good day. I mean, really, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I have good days, you know, where it doesn't even look like nothing's wrong with me or anything's going on. Then all of a sudden, bam, it hits me, you know.
See, that's why
I didn't send you
an invite to ask if you could come on because I figured you were. But ladies and gentlemen, you got take the next 30 minutes if you want. Ladies and gentlemen, Howlin' Steve out. Take it away, Steve.
With an open to a show like you just gave, I gotta sing this. I have to. Lord is the light of my salvation. Lord is the light of my life. Tell me whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? When even mine enemies came to encamp on my gate, who do you think was there to deliver me? It was the strength, it was the might of my Lord. Yeah, Lord, we thank you. Everything you've given to us. Become our strong tower in our time of need. All you call to us, all who are heavy laden with burden, you said you give us rest, and rest you give us. Lord is the light of my salvation. Lord is the strength Live from the kitchen. Yes, sir. The Lord being the light of my salvation and strength of my life. And, I'm going to sing another song. It's called Looking at Your Window. I wonder. I can't tell if I am I on.
Yeah.
Hello. Oh, I didn't know. Hello? I was still on. It went quiet, so I thought maybe I lost connection or something during that
song.
Oh
no! I had to get up and go to the little boy's room, and I cut off the mic. Hold on. Somebody wants to say hello. Then we go to Los Angeles. We got Holler Steve Al.
Hey, Steve. How you doing? It's Camille.
Hey, Camille. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm sorry that you're not feeling well. But I prayed along with Donnie D.
Mm-hmm. Donnie D.
Yeah.
That is Franklin Donnie D.
Franklin Donnie D.
Frankly, but it's just been a journey and something that I've had to deal with ever since I got the COVID shots, and it's my autoimmune system is attacking my body, and that's what's breaking it down, and so somehow they got to figure out how to reverse that, you know. So anyway, that's where I'm at.
Let me ask you this, Steve. Did this all start after you got the COVID shots?
Yes, sir. Yeah, really.
You think there's a connection?
It's the only place I could, this is the only place I could tie it to, because it gave me the same right after the shots, I started having these symptoms, and it didn't take hold right away. It started down at my feet, where my feet would stick, my toes would bend backwards up straight, and they would lock like that, and then my ankle would lock, and then pretty soon my knee wouldn't work, and it just goes right up my spine, basically, and
Lord. Come on down here and put your hands on Steve. Get your hands on. And anyone out there that has gotten the COVID shot, I've had three, the two and the booster. I got my flu shot yesterday. And fortunately, I haven't had any side effects. Well, I did have one side effect. I became a bigger asshole than I always have been. But besides
that. Yeah. Well,
I became a little bit more hard-headed. Besides that, everything. But there's people. I don't know if there's underlying conditions or what. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I really feel bad that, you trusted that science. But, the science is there. And, I know you're not going to get it on TV and swear up and down. Don't get vaccinated, But...
It's still up to each individual. The thing is, it did happen to another good friend of mine that's got it right now. The same thing that I got, same symptoms, everything. And so, she is. Do you remember Steve Snoke?
Yeah, I remember that name. I remember that name, Snoke. Can't forget that
Root
name.
Root Beer Brown, 1963's. A van. That's what he drove, a Chevy van. It was Root Beer Brown. Had Craigers on it.
Hippie van.
Well, no, not really. Huh? He was kind of a Ricky,
Okay. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's get back to the sweet soul blues of Al. Steve Al. Take it away.
I'm gonna do one. This was going to be different than anything I've ever done on this show, so... kind of a bebop thing.
Bebop.
Like a sea locomotive.
maybe up on Schuylkill Mountain Chain. Lost one fight, but the prize was an essay, a knife in the back, but more the same. Ready to drain debts, caught on a limb. You know better, but I know him. Like I told you what I said, steal your face right for your head.
Go back into some 1920s. Just think about Robert Johnson, and one of the things that one of the legends is that he got killed by a jealous a bartender there in Clarksville, Mississippi. It was because this woman kept coming around him, you know, and it was his wife. It was the bartender's wife, and I guess he asked for some whiskey, and he gave him some lye in it, and that's what killed him. He said he died on the barroom floor, and he was just in vomit and just frothing at the mouth like a normal barker, like a dog. At the end, yeah.
Hey, Steve, I want to invite you before you start the song. I want to invite you tomorrow morning, if you can, to join us with Pastor Robert R. Cooper Fellowship in the Word. We want to do another prayer for you over there tomorrow. We'll be in church there tomorrow.
Okay.
So if you can, call in. Okay. Go on with your music, bro.
I'll be there. The only thing that makes me inconsistent is because when I'm breaking down, I break down. I mean, it's like I can't stop. I have no control. So anyway, I'll be there. Try to drive the blues away. Keep drinking all the milk. Drive these blues away. You Welcome to my loving baby. As the flowers all in May. Molly, meow, Molly, meow. Keep a rushing through my head. Molly, meow, Molly, meow. Keep a rushing through my head. I got the same warm feeling that I'm a-talking all out of my head. Won't you pour me one more drink? Come and hug your daddy one more time. Pour me one more drink. Come and hug your daddy one more time. Keep drinking malty milk till I do believe I changed my mind. My doorknobs keep a rattling. There must be spooks around my bed. My doorknobs keep a rattling. There must be spooks around my bed. I got the same old feeling, Lord, that I'm a talking all out my head. Molly, meow, Molly, meow. Lord, keep a rushing to my head. Molly, meow, Molly, meow. Lord, keep a rushing through my head. I got the same old feeling, and I'm a-talking all out my head. Hello, Malty Milk. Yeah. So here's another one. If you want it, got another one here. This should take about 15 minutes. I don't know how long I've been. But, let's break out some Dobro.
Yeah, man. Alan Steve Howe.
How is Steve Howe off-the-cuff prayer songs? How about that? Hmm?
How about that? The man from Fat Cat Freddy. I just posted some Fat Cat Freddy just a minute ago. Yes, indeed. Lord have mercy. We're so glad to have you back tonight, man. You know, I was going to go off at 7 o'clock, and I said, well, I'm going to wait and see if Steve comes in. And then when I saw your number, I thought it was Houma, Louisiana, but that's 9, different area code. And, you know, really, you know, I was going to say I'm tickled pink, but I can't turn pink. But, you know, it's glad to have you back. But it's been over a month.
Thank you so much.
Been on these airways with us, man. Uh-oh. You know, this show would have never been started if it wasn't for you, man. You know what I'm saying? You get a fire up under me. You get a fire.
Bless God for that, man. I'm thankful to you. I'm thankful for friends like you all, you know. I mean, and all those prayers and everybody out there that listens and those people that send in their support to me and, you know, or get on my webpage there and at the burntpossumrecords.com. Get on there, and every time they purchase something, you know, they're blessing the socks off of me. You know, I mean, it just makes me so happy that I got so many friends out there like yourself. You know, it's a wonderful thing.
Well, you got friends around the world. But hey, before listen, we're gonna stick around. You got a couple more songs for us?
I could probably squeeze out a few. I mean, if you don't mind, this is you know, if you don't mind listening.
Before you do, you know, my home is in the Delta. That's what Muddy Waters said. Let's go to some Muddy Waters.
Muddy Waters.
In the Delta, way out on that farmer's road, now you know I'm leaving Chicago, and people I show do hate to go. Now you know I'm leaving here in the morning. Won't be back no more. Well, I know my little baby. This girl don't know what a shape I'm in. You know I have a hand on loving. Boy, you know, and God knows when. Now you know I just been sitting here thinking, wondering where in the world she been. Come down. I feel like crying, but you know the tears won't come down. You know I got a funny feeling. I'ma have to leave your town. Sitting here thinking, wondering where in the world she been.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the man, the sounds of the great legendary Muddy Waters down in the Delta. We're going to go into the man himself, Mr. Howling, Steve Howling. Steve, what's going on with you, man?
Oh, man, you always can be the hardest act in the world to follow. Muddy Waters, can you believe that? Man, what a man. I mean, oh.
I did that
like,
on
man,
purpose.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I don't worship idols or anything. I don't worship idols or anything like that, but that man is an idol.
Well, anyway. You know.
Hey, you know, I know that you can follow that act. And ladies and gentlemen, if you hear any sizzling in the back, I'm frying some fish right now. So don't mind the sound of my fried red snap in the back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Allen Steve. I don't know what about.
This is an old traditional song. It predates the 1920s. And Blind Lemon played it in a lot of different fellas played. We just still don't know where it come from. We don't know who really wrote it, but I'm glad it's here. And I'm gonna segue into a man from Texas, and I'll tell you, he could make the guitar talk. And you know who I'm talking about here in a minute. Well, I know you new ride are gonna miss me when I'm gone. Well, I know you new ride are gonna miss me when I'm gone. Gonna miss you, Daddy. Well, I laid down last night, Lord, I couldn't. Take my rest. Well, I lay down last night, Lord, I could not take my rest. Well, my mind was wandering like a wild geese in the west. Well, I know your new ride are gonna miss me when I'm gone. Well, I know your new ride are gonna miss me when I'm gone. Gonna miss your baby. Gonna miss your baby. Loving you, baby, is easier than rolling off a log. Said loving you, baby, is easier than rolling off a log. Well, I won't be a man. Lord, I want to be a man. Not your dog. Gonna shine in my back door someday. Sun gonna shine in my back door someday. My the wind's gonna come. I said the wind's gonna come and blow my blues away. Well, I wish it was a headlight on a northbound train. Wish it was a headlight on that northbound train. I
Shyamalan. Shyamalan through the cool Colorado rain. Well, I know you new rider gonna miss me when I'm gone. I know you new rider gonna miss me when I'm gone. Gonna miss your baby. Gonna miss your daddy. Gonna miss your baby. Rolling, rolling in my heart.
You sound like you ain't missed a lick, man. And you're coming through on my end crystal darn clear, and your fingers is rolling up and down that neck. Man.
Man. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. That's kind of you to notice. I mean, it took me a long time to figure that out. You know, I mean, it just didn't grow over. I remember back in high school and trying to figure these lines out. And I just, you know, there was a guy that was kind of a hippie dude that he was really big on Reverend Gary Davis. And you know, I mean, he could figure, and I'd watch this. And he came over to the house a couple of times to try to show me, man. It's just like, I just couldn't get it for the longest time. And I still don't know that I get it, but it's still there. You know, I think the vibe's there. I think the feeling's there, you know, and I'm trying to tell the story of You know, I mean, a day's gone by, you know, and I mean, it's like you listen to Muddy Waters, man, and you're right there in the 50s and 60s with him. And then, you know, I mean, it's just, that's the way the blues it seems to work out, you know. And, you know, anyway, I just really appreciate the fact that you let me get on the air like this. And I know there's a lot of people out there listening. I really, really, really enjoy the fact that I get some of the good comments that I get. I love it. In fact, it's a beautiful thing for me.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm going to play one more song, then I'm going to let you close this out after I play this song by one of my favorites. This guy, may he rest in peace, went by the name of Albert King. He says, I'll play the blues for you. Oh, let's go this way.
If you're down and out and you feel real hurt, come on over to the place where I was. And all your loneliness, I'll try to soothe. I'll play the blues. Don't be afraid. Come on in. You might run across it. Yeah. Some of your old friends. Oh, loneliness, I've got to soothe. I'll play the blues for you. Come on here. Sit right here. Let's rap a while. You see, I'm kind of lonely too. And loneliness is a very bad thing if you let it get the best of you. And loneliness can get you down, you know. Yeah. Are you comfortable now? Yeah. As I was saying before, loneliness can get you down. And I have heard of loneliness blowing good people's mind, you know, but you can't do that. This is a big world. This is a big world. There's too many nice things happening in this world. You're a very pretty girl. Where you live? No. Discard that. That's okay. Most important thing, I want to know you. I want to know you. That's good, man. I'll play the blues for you. I ain't got no big name. Oh, Lord, and I ain't no big star. I'll play the blues for you on my guitar. I'll play the blues for you. Excuse me. We'll be right back.
that man with that flying ace. What do they call that kind of guitar, Steve? Flying V. Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to close the show out with our special honored guest, Howlin' Steve Howe. Take it away.
I'm going to try a Howlin' Wolf song. I'll try to take it big and short because I know we're short on time. But hey, everybody, I'm glad to listen to the Donnie D Show. Glad I get to be a part of it, too. Donnie, thank you very much. And I'm going to take it out with this.
Amen.
You better get the string on the right key.
Amen and amen.
My baby caught a train, left me all alone. My baby caught a train, left me all alone. I miss my baby since I've been gone. My baby is my right arm. My baby bought a ticket. Long is my right arm. She says she's gonna ride it. Long as I've been from home. We've been talking, telling everything.
Steve Howe, ladies and gentlemen, that fat cat Freddy guy right there all the way down in Kansas, formerly of Pomona, California. You better know it. You better know it. You better ask somebody. Straight up, man, ain't nothing wrong with you, man. The Lord done bless you tonight. You're cured. Hallelujah. It's a miracle. You playing like it's a miracle tonight, man. Woo!
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be getting up on out of here. And I want to thank everybody who's listening in, those who will be listening in on the podcast. And remember, tomorrow morning, Fellowship of the Word with Pastor Robert R. Cooper, 11 on the West Coast, 2 on the East Coast, and 1 in the middle of these big United States.
And we I definitely want to say thanks to Howlin' Steve Howell to bless us with this show. We were, man, I was feeling kind of, you know, I didn't feel like doing it tonight. And you came in and livened it up, brother. Straight.
Hey, I've got a connection, Franklin. I hate when I have to miss, but, you know, I mean, it just can't seem to control.
I know. I'm missing tomorrow night. I'm not going to do a Soul Sundays. I got to be in Bellflower for a show I've been promoting all month. And the show's tomorrow night, a group called the Young Hearts that was very famous in Soul Generation back in the 70s. And, you know, but, you know, I'm just going to put the 2 weeks, in 2 weeks, I'll put it back out to you if you can. You can make it if you can. I understand. But I think you can make it, man, because the way you played tonight, man, this guy right here will be saying, dang, Steve, this is Mr. Buddy Guy. We like to say goodnight to each and every one of you. Hey.
All right. Hey, good night.
Please, good night.
The gates of heaven must be open. I think I saw an angel just walk by. Walk by. I heard a blind man scream and say, now there goes the sight for my soul eyes. There goes the sight for my soul eyes. Now there goes the sight for my soul eyes. Tree. What it did under that apple tree.